Yo, mic check, mic check.
Mic check, one, two, one, two.
Yo, 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 yo. Yo, what's good, everybody? Welcome to the Break Room Podcast, episode 9. We are back. And popular demand. Now, I don't know if we popular demand. Mike, people listen, though. Know. People listen.
Whoever listens. Popular to somebody.
People listen. Welcome back, y'all. Welcome to the Break Room Podcast. I'm here with my co-host, Sells.
Sells.
Yo, and my good? Boy DJ.
DJ Fuzzy Slippers here is on the Break Room
Podcast, where we talk about music, life, sports, and so much more. Welcome to another episode of the Break Room Podcast. Fellas. What's good, man?
Not much, man. Never good music.
Good. We grooving. We here, good man. Music. Good music.
Good music. It's such a competitive and rich environment in the world of music and hip hop right now, man.
Yeah.
And I love it, man. I hate how people trying to fuck it up by taking shit too personal, low-key. Getting their feelings and shit. It's cool to have emotions involved. That makes shit better, but they need to back off with all this crying, man. Like, all right, when Drake dropped his shit, I said, that was strong. That was nice. And then when Pusha came back, I was like, damn.
Yep.
Totally. And you know what I'm saying? Totally. I mean, I prefer Drake as an artist, but I'm fair to the shit.
King Push.
Pusha won.
King Push.
You can't wave the white flag.
Told you.
Pusha won. It's easy to see. Like, the fact that, you know, Jay Prince got involved and Kanye, you know, said what he said, it's still a loss. It's still an L, bro.
It's a fucking L.
It's still
an
L. It's still an L.
You're not allowed to be.
And it's
an
L. See, I don't include Exodus, bro. I don't include Exodus. I just don't. Because it don't feel like... It wasn't noticeable, if you ask me. That shit, I'm going to be honest, that shit was subpar as fuck.
Everything he said on Exodus actually happened.
Okay, that's cool,
Exodus,
but that don't make it prediction. Hot, though. That don't make it hot, though.
Exodus was a prediction record.
Basically. But it was mad as fuck. But I'm not counting that. Because when you look at the history of this beef, that shit petty as fuck. Well, even though most beefs are petty.
They really
but this shit, like, Drake had nothing to do with it in the beginning. All this shit started because Lil Wayne wore a Bape, okay? And then Drake started getting into it because Drake started rising, which was a smart thing to do by Pusha. Like, okay, let me go at who's the moneymaker right now for this label right now.
You inherited this beef.
Basically, by being attached to Young Money. You know what I'm saying?
Now you win it.
Yep. Exactly. So he pulled him into it, which was a smart move. That was a smart move. If anybody know business, they would know that's a smart move.
And so
I just don't include that. I like the infrared. I like the way infrared was like a jab.
It was shrimp on a hook, nigga.
And he bit and didn't think Currency was not Currency. But he didn't think Pusha was ready, bro. He didn't think Pusha was ready. It was almost like if Pacquiao would have won the Mayweather fight, basically. Like, oh, Mayweather, bro. And then, he like to sit in the corner. Well, guess what? I got a counter for your counter. You know what I'm saying? Ah! Boom! And it was shit.
And we said this shit. We said, yo, when Pusha come back.
Let me be the first to admit. I didn't think Pusha was going smart.
Told you, man.
I should have known
but
better.
But you did say, well, if you said it.
I did not.
You a prophet, so you said, I got to, you know, however
already,
you said it.
I already knew it was going to happen with T.
Yeah, when, I was when, like, yo, listen.
When you said it was going to happen, I
said this nigga coming back with a full disc.
He did it.
Mm-hmm. And I said, when he come back, he coming back. That's how I said it. And damn, I ain't been right, bro.
I think the reason why Pusha really won, though, is because of the fact that he kind of struck fear into Drake, low-key. Because, like, damn. Who the fuck told this nigga all this shit?
You never
like
know.
if you've been paying attention to shit, you already knew exactly.
That's scary.
Let me get to that later because I'm so upset that it's over because I want to hear the rest of this
exactly.
shit.
Exactly.
I want to hear this nigga. Why. This nigga was ready to like do a fucking Drake diss mixtape, bro. Yeah.
This nigga said this surgical summer.
Summer, bro.
That means we could go on as long as you like.
This nigga
I got
had
this.
A season of beef.
Bro, like, think about it. If this is just the top layer, what was going to happen by the second and third?
This shit got layers, nigga, like an onion. I was like, this nigga ready.
You know how many onions a layer got?
This nigga ain't going to press tour for his album. That nigga want to press tour for a diss track. Bro,
listen, I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to tell y'all niggas straight up, man. Listen. That man crippled that man's career right now. He crippled it a little bit, bro.
He crippled his credibility as far as the battle shit go. You can't stop Drake.
As of right. No, like.
Oh, you talking about right now.
He didn't kill it. He crippled it.
His career?
He crippled it in a sense. Well, it's like when I say cripple, he's not dead.
He tainted his image. He did not cripple.
Cripple is able to move. It's wounded. But you still alive. You still moving.
Drake's career is not wounded, bro.
He crippled that man. Listen.
It's hurt, though.
Fans.
He tainted his image, bro.
No. He crippled at a point that nigga crippled me career. Crippled, you could recover from being crippled.
He fucked that nigga career up, bro. Because that nigga was way rising. More from Meek. Meek was rising, bro.
Y'all got to keep it real. Everybody back on Meek shit even more.
Yeah,
than
but there was a whole year or two when nobody was checking for this nigga because of that.
It's like that, right? It about to be like that with Drake, not on the same level.
Hell
Drake.
No, bro.
No, not on the same level, but it about to be the same Drake type of effect. Every time he do anything, niggas gonna be like, yo. But yeah. He can't throw no shots.
Nope.
He can't be on record talking that slick shit to rappers.
Nope.
We ain't going to accept that shit the same way. Nope. What is he going to do in his raps?
Right.
Exactly. All that slick shit he be doing?
He's still going to do it.
But how that going to sound?
It's not going to be as effective, but he is going to do
gonna
it.
It's going to sound stupid. No,
just like you said, nobody ain't going to care. He's still going to do it, though.
Listen, my fault. I'm going to reword that shit.
He's still going
to
do
ain't gonna,
it.
He ain't crippled his career.
No.
He crippled his music, the effect of his lyrics.
He tainted his image.
That's what he's doing.
Exactly what you just said. He basically tainted his image.
All of that shit.
Because what you say, they not going to look at it the same, basically. They're not going to take it the same. Like, if he come on, they saying, yeah, I got shot. Now all that shit when he was like, what's that shit about he said something about, I got all the, they loading all their bullets or something, and I got them all on standby. Some shit he said, like he had everybody on hold or something like that.
Man, listen.
I can't remember. You can't say that no more.
Nope.
You can't say that shit
nope,
no more.
Because niggas be like, oh, I fuck with you. Oh, he going to go get Jay Prince. That's, it's going to be over.
Yeah, they going to meme his ass.
Oh, your daddy's speaking for you? Ass, oh, yeah. You can't come out and play.
But yeah, I wouldn't say, like, his career is going to be his career already solidified.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool.
They definitely tainted his image. Like you said, he can't come on track saying that slick shit.
You got to understand, you're right. Where's this album going at this point?
Well, the album already done.
No, I know, but I'm saying, where's it going to go as far as
like units?
How people going to receive this shit?
If he talking that shit, yeah.
If he, whenever Drake rap, he rapping that shit.
Yeah.
So how could he rap on this album?
I think that ties into what we think the album gonna be about. Because if it's some normal Drake shit, he gonna be all right.
But if
he rapping on this shit, it's gonna change how we look at it.
Niggas ain't about to hear you talk about I'm this and I'm that. And then the niggas like Pusha T just every Murdered time he you. Rap now, yeah. No matter what, if he ain't rapping about women and like nice for what, he can get away with that kind of rapping. But rapping that, like, I'm that nigga raps, nobody want to hear that for a long time.
Yeah.
I ain't going to feel comfortable hearing him rap that regular shit.
You can say you that nigga as far as, like, successful and shit, but you can't out here saying, like, you out rap niggas. I'm top this, I'm top that. You can't do that no more.
But that's how he rap, though.
Yeah.
And that's why I was saying. How he going to do that?
It ain't going to be, he tainted his image. He's not going to look the same.
Pusha T basically fucked up the rapper part of Drake.
Yeah, the competitive rap part.
That part. Yeah. So right now, only thing he could really rely on
is the rap singing.
The singing, the song.
He can still rap. He just can't.
Yeah,
he can't be like that.
Every rapper that just rap,
gonna throw like some shit in there about how they better than
all these 4 p.m.s and 5 a.m.s and all of them type of raps. He can't do that.
He sure can't.
He can't.
Them shits was talking. They was talking shit.
It was talking shit.
You upset?
I mean, he can still talk shit. He just can't talk it like he better than.
No, even if he do it, he can't. It could be good as fuck, but everybody gonna keep saying, "Bro, you ain't
nigga,
push
whatever."
Just wash your ass.
He murdered that man.
You gotta look at the domino effect of this shit. Like this nigga fucked up that nigga's Adidas run. He fucked that up.
Yep.
He fucked up the nigga album
rollout. If that shit is true. Don't nobody know if that shit real.
He ain't denying it, but still we ain't getting no interview yet. So
only thing and the only people talking about how he denied the blackface shit. It's 2018. You gotta come out and say something about that shit. If you just stay quiet about that, come on, man. He had to speak out about that shit.
And I feel like Pusha T on that shit. the nigga didn't apologize. Like if you too. Read the shit, nigga never said I'm sorry if I offended anybody.
He don't have to apologize.
Oh, even he don't have
he
to.
He took that shit way too far with the shit about 40. Like that shit, he had already killed the man. Why? What was the point? There was no point to bringing up that 40 shit casualty at all, bro. That shit. He still ain't had to do that shit though.
I mean, listen, I wouldn't do it. Do that shit. But for yeah, us, that's all I'm saying. For us listeners,
for the competitiveness,
it's like listen. This record mm-hmm. is short for disrespectful record. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. what this is short for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who's the most disrespectful? I think that's what people seem to forget.
Yeah.
Who could be the most disrespectful?
You could be disrespectful without talking about somebody
nah,
that's
but
dying.
It's still more disrespectful.
So if we cut that 40 shit out, it's not disrespectful?
No, but that made it even more disrespectful.
Is it or is it not that's disrespectful wrong. Without a 40 shit?
We might be like, that's fucked up. But we still like, damn, that listen, nigga hit him.
I think you think I'm trying to say that it's not, he should, I don't know. I think you think I'm saying
the
it like.
The great way is not to say that since he has that sickness with the whole MS thing. But
period. I'm just saying, I'm just saying like.
Nobody felt like this.
Nobody felt like this
when Drake attacked Kid Cudi for his mental illness.
Yeah, exactly.
First of all,
exactly.
Yeah. That, you can't even compare that shit.
Nah, no. You got people committing suicide every day. Yes.
Okay.
You got people committing suicide every day over shit. Cudi been in rehab.
Exactly.
Okay? Tell me, been in rehab.
You're right. Tell me.
What if he killed himself?
Now tell me what. Tell me what Cudi. Tell me what he was struggling with.
Mental depression.
Okay. Hey, so you ain't never been depressed in your life?
No, bro. That ain't the point. It's some niggas. It's
no,
levels.
That is the point.
It's levels to this shit.
This nigga's
that man needed. Some people need meds.
Exactly.
Some people could sit home and be like,
at the end of the day, you got a choice, right?
Yeah.
You have it. You can work this shit out with yourself, right?
Yeah.
You ain't no working shit out with what 40 guys. That shit can be terminal. That's just like saying, oh yeah, we need to put on the same level of people being in a depressed state. We need to put that on the same level as somebody being born without a fucking arm or born with Down syndrome. They ain't got no choice.
Hey, but still.
There's people who literally can't think for themselves. This dude's been crippled ever since we knew him.
That's
so how you gonna compare that to Cudi?
That's true, but you got people killing themselves every day.
What did Drake say that?
This man just lived that shit.
Yeah,
his homeboy killed himself
homeboy
out
killed
of that
himself
shit.
Early this year, man.
But that's not me saying that. That's
40 still here, and he got it's 40, real.
But 40 dealing something he never had a choice for though. You know what I'm saying? He never had that choice.
People with mental illnesses don't ask for that shit.
No, they don't. Hold on, wait. What you mean?
They can't help it either.
What do you
if
mean?
They, you
yes,
think
they
you
can.
Think they say, you know what?
If you can't help
damn,
it,
I'm depressed.
If you can't
I don't want to be this way.
No,
it don't over like that.
You know damn well that's not how decisions work.
Nigga, that's but illness is illness, nigga. You can't help
so
a mental illness.
If you admit to yourself that you had a problem, didn't Cudi admit that he had a problem?
Yeah.
But he went and tried to fight it.
And he admitted himself to a therapist, right?
That's what he tried to do.
That is a choice that he made. Everybody probably don't have the resources to go to a therapist, but everybody has the choice to decide what they're going to do. And when you have a mental illness, just like we all have, because I think people mixing that shit up with, they think mental illness is something special. No, it's not. It's something that we all deal with. We all deal with it differently.
Not on the same level, though, bro.
That's what I just said. I said we don't all deal with it the same.
But that's what I'm saying. So how do we know Cudi's shit just wasn't insane to when he was about to kill us?
He was.
That's what I'm saying.
5 years.
He could have been going right now. 40 look, still living.
Either
he
way,
fighting this shit.
As harsh as it
these
sounds,
people fight
if
hard
he,
too.
If he decided to kill himself, that's a choice he made, though. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying
that's
it's
not
okay.
a choice. When you mentally depressed, that shit. If you mentally fucked up, you got no control over that shit. These things just happen.
You just want to feel good.
We got control because we don't have an illness. Mm-hmm. It's an illness. You can't control an illness.
The minute we feel depressed and we find a way out of it, we've made a choice. That's why it's called depressed, because you go deeper into that feeling that you feel.
Bro, some people don't get
that's
out
why,
of it.
And that's why
we won't ever know.
What contributes to depression? Medication, abusing it. You see what I'm saying? That was a choice. Exactly.
We won't
that's
ever know
saying.
How ill that shit is.
Just like you alcohol is a depressant. Why? However you feeling when you abuse alcohol, you go deeper into that feeling. If you sad as fuck and you start drinking, you think you're finna be happy? No, you're gonna go deeper into
you're
that
drowning
feeling.
Out your problems.
So
that's
exactly, like Cudi was struggling with it, and he decided to go to drugs. You know what I'm saying?
Hardcore drugs.
And that makes it worse. And that makes it worse. I'm pretty sure he admitted that.
He did.
It's still a fucking illness, bro. You know,
still an illness too.
Don't say that because I never said it was taken lightly. I'm just saying, like, you get to choose how you handle that situation. You don't get to choose when you've been born with some shit. That's not a choice you make. Neither one should be taken lightly at all. But what I'm saying like him saying let it ring like Virginia Williams don't warrant this nigga talking about his friend who's dying. That's all I'm saying. I'm all for it. Be disrespectful as well. I'm all for it too. All I'm saying is the shit was a good diss record before that even got in there. I was just like, damn, the whole time. And then when it got to the fourth, I was like, wow. Damn, like he really niggas, being savage right
but
now.
But niggas acting like he said, I wish this nigga died.
No, but it's like he's mocking the fact that he could pass
it's
away.
It's like, yo, this that's nigga with
only,
you.
That's the only problem with it, yeah.
Hey.
It ain't got nothing to do with Drake. That's another thing. I'm thinking like, it ain't got shit to do with Drake.
And Kanye ain't had shit to do with the shit either.
Yes, yeah. It did. Had a lot to do with it because they was there doing the recording process.
Where you think Fardy at when Drake do all this
shit?
Yeah,
but what I'm talking about, when you're dissing him, you're not dissing his friends. You're talking about what, like, that directly affected what was going on. Well,
how you know that Pusha T wasn't also response to Cudi?
And what did he say so bad about
but
Kanye?
This is shit.
What did
Drake
he say so
actually,
bad about Kanye?
Drake actually what had a relationship with Kanye.
Yeah. Okay.
What are they about to do?
Why couldn't he just call that man? 40 has no relationship with Pusha T. Drake went out like he could. Drake went off like he couldn't even call Kanye.
That make it even worse.
What's worse? A nigga who just straight up just spaz out on a person he could easily call, or a nigga who don't know that nigga at all, have no feelings for him.
How he spazzed out just by mentioning him in the shit?
He didn't. It was 80% fucking diss to Kanye.
I don't know 80%. It didn't have a lot of Kanye.
Ain't no lower than 70. Bro, that shit was more about Kanye. Everybody know that.
It feels more. It do feel more.
Didn't have
about
a lot to say about Pusha T.
It do feel more about Kanye.
My point is that shit. That nigga.
Y'all can't tell me that shit was needed. That's all I gotta say.
It wasn't needed, but it was dope.
I liked it.
That's all I'm saying.
The difference between it wasn't needed and if it wasn't dope, and I think it should stay.
I never said that.
If I had a choice to say take it out, the more disrespectful, the better.
If that shit would have cut off, it would have been just.
Nah,
as
but
impactful.
That shit show you how ill and raw the nigga
that
is.
That shit didn't make it better.
That shit was up there. That 40 when Pop didn't make told it better. Prodigy he had sickle cell, and even though that was fucked up,
God, that's Pop, bro.
Nigga, that's Pop.
We talking about
pushing.
Drake and Pusha, man.
No, but still, this Pusha.
I hate when y'all compare that shit to legendary shit.
Nah,
this shit is not legendary.
Oh, this legendary now.
This shit is garbage.
This era
compared to that shit.
This era.
If you want to keep it real.
The reason why it's whack is because Pusha's way better at this shit.
But listen,
like,
Pusha T.
Y'all even said it yourself. Like
this ain't even the most impactful
really
diss
not.
Of all
because
time.
Because of Drake's clout. That's it.
This is the most impactful
because of
diss in hip hop history. So
what?
You can't say this is legendary.
I would say impactful.
Nigga, listen. I've been listening to hip hop longer than both of y'all, and I'm pretty sure I'm more well knowledge on this shit.
Ahead,
so y'all
ahead.
Give me one diss that had a harder impact than what Pusha just did to this nigga. Ether ain't had a heavier impact than this. Jay went on to keep being
successful.
What
are you talking about by impact?
Impact.
Jay-Z going to keep on, I mean, Drake.
Look at Drake. Drake saying, y'all don't know.
Drake
tweeting shit.
Drake ain't going to go on to be successful.
Drake tweeting shit.
That's what you saying.
Like, I y'all don't know what I've been going through.
Okay.
All of this shit.
Okay.
Not responding. Nigga backing up.
And guess what? As soon as he drops Scorpion, that bitch going to go platinum.
But still, that nigga is hurt from this shit.
How is this impactful? Please explain.
It's impactful, bro.
Okay, explain.
Listen, all the shit the nigga Pusha did.
Okay.
Look what's going on right now. You don't think Drake would have been making more noise at some point trying to get toward this album? Where's the release date for this shit? You don't think we would have already had that by now?
We're
almost in the middle. What's the release
date
for Scorpion?
It's July.
I thought it was almost
this shit's supposed to be in June, nigga.
Oh, June something. Yeah, I don't know.
June what?
All right,
at this point, with this going
on,
June what?
It's something like a 25th. It got a date.
Where's the rollout?
No, matter of fact, it say coming in June, matter of fact.
Where's the rollout?
It did say coming in June, I think.
Where's the rollout?
But either way, I just want,
how could he keep, whatever his rollout going to be, how is his rollout going to keep going like this with this shit still going on?
It's kind of hard to, but like, that don't mean
Nas ain't fuck no rollout
up
for nobody.
It's probably the most impactful of Drake's career, but it ain't the most impactful in hip hop.
Bro, would you tell me any other beef? Because I know every
you
beef.
You tell me.
I know. Ain't nobody ever did
so
that.
So, in
like
your
that.
Opinion.
No, you know what?
In your opinion.
I lied. It's number two. 50 and Ja Rule is the most impactful. 50 took the nigga out of the game. Hey, period.
Man. I said but Eminem took the nigga out of the game.
Pusha is number two for him to be where he at and Drake to be where he at. And him making Drake look this bad.
I don't know.
Nigga pulling out the black. Oh, and that's another thing. I'm glad we on that. But I ain't going to go to that yet. The nigga damn on pull out all of this shit. Nas ain't had nothing like this on Jay-Z.
Yeah.
To this level.
You right.
To embarrass Jay on this level.
I don't understand. Right.
50 ain't had nothing on that level to embarrass Ja. Uh-huh. Even though it was just songs.
Mm-hmm.
This nigga pull out the blackface. This nigga pull out the picture of the blackface. Uh-huh. This nigga... brought out that this nigga had a secret baby mother.
Porn star.
None of these niggas never did nothing like that to no rapper.
Yeah. That's
very Pusha T, the first blackface nigga. You point out anything in the black community that match up to blackface. How could you get around that shit?
I just don't see how
blackface
shit
is worse than Kanye wearing a MAGA hat. And I wish a nigga would argue.
Oh, get out of here, bro. Right, you motherfucker. This nigga already told you what he did it for.
I swear this nigga, don't go into that.
They already told you what he did it for. So you don't believe, none of that shit.
But that shit is not worse than the MAGA hat. Blackface is not worse than
the MAGA. It is worse because of the intention.
Bruh, that nigga, no. Putting on that, you could put a blackface on without saying shit.
So tell me,
that's the most disrespectful shit.
Tell me the reason why Kanye put on the MAGA hat.
A hat is made by just that man.
Tell me the reason why Kanye put on the MAGA hat.
Fuck the reason, nigga. Putting on the black. No, if Kanye, listen.
Tell me the reason.
Listen, if Kanye just put that hat on and Drake come through with the blackface and just stand there. Nobody give a
with
reason.
With no context, who the
fuck,
of course.
Who the fuck black? Well, yeah, still.
With no even context, of course.
Even with Kanye's shit and this nigga just putting on a blackface, all that shit that black people went through because of that blackface, that hat ain't got nothing to do with our history, nigga. That's just a hat worn by a nigga that we go against.
Kanye had no context for what he did. So what that do? Leave it open?
Fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck if Kanye had that hat on and say, yeah, I support this nigga and fuck what y'all think.
All right, let me talk
he
for a second.
He just basically put
in
his
a blackface.
Let me talk for a second.
Okay,
go ahead, bro.
So without any context, if you just see him with the MAGA hat on, what that do? That's open to speculation, right? Because Kanye and I say, look, I wore this hat because I wanted to show this. No, he just wore the fucking hat, right? So what you gonna do? You gonna openly speculate? Now when Drake does the blackface shit, when they doing the whole shit was about how hard it is to be a black actor in the industry. And basically, he making it look like this what niggas do. They sell out for the shit. You know what I'm saying? And the whole thing was the little brother shit, the minstrel show. Yeah, like come on, bro. Like this shit got context. It was 2007.
Nobody give a fuck of him in 2003. That nigga.
Yes, if you pull something,
I'm not putting no blackface on for shit.
Fuck it. I tried to talk. It is what it is.
Light-skinned people can't get away with blackface.
You cannot get away. I don't give a fuck what it is. Not putting on no blackface. You don't got to do that. What is your gain from that shit? Were you at that point to say, well, when I put this shit on, it's going to make a difference?
All right, if it's so fucking bad, why in 2007 ain't nobody say nothing about it? Because the very next year, the nigga was a rapper.
Because nobody gave a fuck. Just like we said about
Kanye. A lot
of
people probably didn't know
about it. Don't give a fuck. That's a lie.
No, I'm saying. People ain't give a fuck. Cause that's just at that point he probably been nobody, and who knows?
Maybe hold on, wait,
the people
wait, wait,
around
wait.
Him was like, yo, that's crazy.
Hold on, you just said ain't nobody give a fuck, just like Kanye.
No, they
what?
Give a fuck now. No, like this right here. If Kanye was to be some small time rapper that put on that hat and say all of that shit, who would give a fuck?
Nobody.
Would the world go crazy?
No.
All right then. So back when Drake did that, why would you expect the world to go crazy? But it's who he is now. Just like who
Drake
Kanye
was. Drake was an actor, and in the very next year he was a fucking rapper.
Who knew Drake back then on that level?
Exactly. And you mean to tell me if Kanye wore a MAGA hat and then blew up the next year, wouldn't nobody bring it up? Fuck out of here.
He ain't blew up the next year.
I'm just saying that's
nobody,
what
nobody knew. This is the first time anybody ever seen that picture.
He was on the scene.
Everybody who I seen
2008,
the
Drake was on
everybody
the scene.
Saying
what
I never seen
about?
That picture.
2008, Drake was
but
on the
nobody
scene.
Seen that
this
picture.
Shit happened in 2007.
But nobody seen that picture.
You ain't seen the picture.
So you seen
somebody
seen
saw
picture.
It.
Did
some,
you see
no,
it?
But somebody saw it.
Well, of course, because Pusha got it from somewhere.
Exactly.
But the
Thank
whole
you.
Point
so
is, that, it ain't. How could it be effective at that point when he wasn't nobody?
Nobody cared.
Okay, that's the point. So now that he here, you gonna care.
All I'm saying
we
is
give a
this
fuck
shit,
now
this
he's
shit had
Drake.
Context. This shit had context. Bro,
listen,
that nigga wearing the MAGA hat don't.
You ain't gotta say
and
shit.
And the reason why either way, even if it is justified, the reason why I still think it's dope by Pusha, because that's how people look at Drake anyway. Mm-hmm. They look at him as the sellout black dude. Yeah. So I thought that was strategic as fuck anyway without the context. But what I'm saying is for the sake of Drake, don't try to make it look like he is that dude just because he did that in 2007 as an actor.
Still ain't no
trying reason. To trying to show awareness for what goes on in the industry. So you can say, you can take consideration into Kanye trying to explain himself about some bullshit.
Fuck his explanation.
All right, I know where you stand on it. That's cool. That's cool.
And ain't no different than when Darius put that shit on.
He wear the hat. The nigga put it on in Atlanta.
Yeah, Darius. Yeah.
Ain't nobody say, yo, why he even put that hat on?
Exactly.
First, you talking about in what, Atlanta?
Yeah. The episode about when Darius.
So we talking about one of the most symbolic. Fucking shit we got on TV right now. We're talking about some of the most symbolic.
Nobody
like this nigga always
nobody
puts,
question
nobody
it.
Question
because
question.
We know what it stood for. We talking about people in real life.
Okay, so how you can say we know what it stood Kanye, for? Everybody got their own opinion. What about other people sitting at home saying, I understand
not,
that nigga Kanye
not making no episode and trying to portray messages? That's what Childish Gambino was
the
doing.
The nigga trying to make a message. That's the whole point. The nigga said, what he said about the hat.
Okay, so
I put that MAGA hat on, I put my own Yeezy twist to it.
What was the message? Fuck out of here. That nigga is talking out his ass anyway. What's the message? What's the message Kanye sending by putting the hat on?
Yo, he trying to, man, listen. Thank you. The whole thing is the nigga trying to say this. No, listen, nigga, I ain't trying to wiggle my way out of this shit. No, but we talking about this. You trying to justify?
I'm not trying to justify. I did not justify that shit.
You trying to justify Drake blackface, man?
How to justify it? All I did was say you got to have context.
This nigga had. Ain't you no got, justifying blackface.
It's got to be. It's context to it, though. If it really was that fucking. Say. All right, so
that
if it really
bad, bro, you don't do that.
All right, if it was really that bad, then
you
why?
Know the
why
behind blackface,
I bet you still gonna listen to that Drake album. If you really feel like it's that damn bad,
I'm not paying for that.
You gonna listen to it?
I listen to it.
All right, then.
That's the thing, but I ain't paying for it.
That's cool. You gotta pay for it. There gonna be a million people who do.
I don't give a fuck. But he had blackface on. You gonna buy the album?
And you still fuck with Drake? So you don't fuck with Drake no more after you seen that?
No, I ain't saying fuck.
Because you know damn well it wasn't on no like disrespectful blackface shit.
That shit.
You know it had context to it. You know it had context.
I'm buying no Drake album.
Man, you fuck with Drake though. Don't say you don't fuck with Drake.
Matter of fact, I might not even want to fuck with him.
Because of the blackface shit? Because of the blackface shit.
Who knows, nigga?
Fuck out.
We see where he at with this shit.
Come on, man. Nobody take that blackface shit serious. Nobody took that serious. Nobody took Drake. Come on, bro. Now you trying to make it seem like blackface in general don't take it serious.
Yo, bro, you making really? Blackface seem like a cool thing man.
You ain't about to blow.
You just say black people.
I'm talking about Drake.
But you said
I'm talking about Drake.
You clearly
doing
just
it.
Said nobody take blackface.
Because I'm
serious.
Talking about Drake, bro. Don't
but
take
you said
it out of
blackface.
Context. All right, everybody who watching. No, damn well I'm talking about Drake.
But you ain't
right?
say that, bro.
Thank
you better
you.
Clear that shit up.
What
man?
You mean? We talking about Drake the whole time.
But you just said blackface right, is not.
Long as
serious.
I knew what I meant, I don't give a fuck. How about that?
Man, listen, bro. You
I'm talking about
said,
nobody
man.
Care about
hey,
Drake
listen.
Wearing a blackface. Okay? Thank
people
you.
People care, bro.
Don't nobody care.
People care, bro.
And they ain't gonna sell a million. Don't nobody give a
you
fuck.
You care?
It was different. I wasn't expecting to see no damn
you,
blackface.
Do you think anything different of Drake after that shit?
Yep.
Fuck no.
Just a bit. Just a bit.
I do.
Just a
fuck
bit.
No.
That nigga
just
do anything for fame.
Y'all niggas just saying
that
shit to get your
point across.
That nigga do
anything for fame.
That's cool.
Boy, I ain't never
That's
been me, bro.
Cool.
That ain't never been me.
Cool.
I'm a real nigga at the end of the
That's
day.
That's cool. I ain't never
saying
what?
I ain't saying nothing to damn well make nobody shit. Feel like. No, I'm just saying. I ain't saying nothing to make nobody right, feel like. I'm trying to make them feel like, oh, yeah, that nigga saying some real shit, so I'm going to ride with him. Nah, I'm saying this shit for me. Fuck, at the end of the day, that shit ain't cool. Blackface ain't cool. I'm giving
if he just if he just fucking did the shit,
nigga, if Nas
and he
put on
trying
that
to
shit,
be disrespectful,
I'm looking at that nigga funny. I say, man, Nas
if he doing it,
up.
If he just doing it to be disrespectful, hell yeah. But if he doing that shit to draw attention,
if you know the history of that shit, I don't know if you familiar with it. Like
I
that.
Know the history
but
of it, nigga.
Nobody need to put no blackface on.
The Birth of a Nation shit with a white dude did a blackface. That is very disrespectful. But if you got context behind what you're doing, if you got context, yeah, it's way worse than that. If that's your true intention,
even with context behind the shit, it still don't match. A fucking hat, nigga. It don't match
with
the blackface.
So when we saw Charlamagne talking to Tommy Lauren, I know y'all know who Tommy Lauren is. If there was no context and we just saw Charlamagne talking to Tommy Lauren, what we think? He aligning himself with the enemy, right?
Or it just could be two individuals having a conversation.
The context was he went to talk to somebody who's on the other side and tried to see what the hell they got going
on. That's different. We talking about a real visual of somebody wearing something that we know what it means.
Obviously different. That's why I'm drawing comparison.
But you talking about people here, bro. We talking about
Drake's not a person?
Nah, but you sitting with somebody different.
Oh
they could be
God.
Saying anything.
And when Kanye had the MAGA hat on, he aligning himself with the other side. If he had any context behind that shit, we would understand.
If he aligning himself with Trump, so be it. That's some stupid shit. But at the end of the day, you putting on a black face. If he put on, I put like this. If Kanye put on a black face,
and he truly,
Trump,
and he, yeah, I'd be disappointed. Yeah, that's bad.
Him wearing a MAGA hat.
Yeah,
but MAGA hat just saying, okay.
But if he put on a black, if he put on blackface and he had
that's
a movie, and he had a movie
that.
Or a commercial trying to show awareness about what's going on in the industry, okay, we wouldn't look at him like he trying to be disrespectful to black people.
I'm saying fuck awareness. When it comes to blackface, that's automatically disrespectful.
Yeah, you're right. Blackface with no context. It is. You're damn right.
Nah,
damn
with right. Context too, nigga.
Nah, hell.
Give a fuck what nobody saying. You don't put no blackface on. Period.
No actor.
Point blank. I don't give a fuck what you
say. I see what you're saying. I understand that. I understand
that. Maybe we look at that shit.
I understand what you're saying.
Maybe you ain't insensitive about that shit as I am.
The fuck? I'm very sensitive to the shit.
Not about it as I am, because I'm sitting here telling you, even with context, you can't explain that shit to me. Because you're putting
saying,
that shit on
what
is just
I'm
total
saying
disrespect
is,
regardless.
We know damn well he not trying to be disrespectful to
you
black
put that shit on.
That's all I'm saying.
You saying that, but my opinion is if you put that shit on, you automatically
and you have every right to feel like that.
You know what
but
I'm saying?
That's
there's
my
a thing.
Million other people who don't feel that
and
way.
That's what I'm
and
saying.
That's cool.
And it's a million.
That's
2 million that agree with what I'm saying.
Oh, so there's more people who feel like that?
I bet it is more black people that agree. All right. Crazy, nigga.
God, I love the break.
You
me
must
too.
Be
love
crazy.
The fuck
this nigga mean to sit here and tell me more black people gonna sit there and say, nah, I don't think Drake wrong. Nigga, you crazy. Blackface? Get the fuck out of here, nigga.
I'm crazy. Trying to tell you, that niggas ain't
that
taking that shit.
Niggas. You right. Niggas. Oh, niggas God. Who don't understand.
He really
don't niggas who don't understand this shit. It's a bunch of niggas.
You
ignorant
right. They don't. They don't do
that.
Right. They don't look
that
shit
up. The average motherfucker outside don't even understand what blackface is.
Yeah.
I picked that random nigga from work. And tell her, yo, what do you know about blackface? They ain't know nothing about that shit. Mm-hmm. Me, I do. MAGA hat don't compare to that shit. Point blank. Oh, a man, one man made that shit.
You're right. Mm-hmm. They didn't know what that shit was when I went to the court the
blackface?
Other day.
Blackface?
They didn't know what
whole
that shit was.
Fucking history. You know what I'm saying?
I asked somebody with blackface.
That
shit
would get a nigga fucked up. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? A black man could get his ass beat by other black men just for putting that shit on his
the MAGA hat right. Got history too. Just because
that
it just
got,
yes, it do because
nowhere
it mean,
near
it
not as deep as the black
face. So
we don't
much.
Even that's
why people get so upset when they hear "Make America Great Again."
Because they think about back in the day when white people used to lynchers and do all the other shit and
thank
just get
you.
Away with it.
Thank you. That's the whole reason. History. It's not
but
because
America was never
Trump,
great for minorities.
If Trump, we never heard no disrespectful racist shit about Trump and he had a MAGA hat on, we wouldn't be upset. But because we know what his ideals are, we see him with a MAGA hat, we understand the context of that.
I bet you
will
never see blackface on Atlanta.
No, you better not.
We saw all white face.
That's my point.
You better not.
You can see
but
a MAGA
if the shit
hat.
Got,
you see the MAGA hat on that bitch.
The shit got context. That shit makes sense. Should you do it? Fuck no. No.
That's
fuck
my point.
No. That's
nigga,
cool.
You seen a nigga
see,
shirt?
Your problem
just
is
a hat.
Your problem is you always think I'm arguing with you, bro. I'm not arguing
no, I'm
with
just,
you.
I'm just,
I like
I'm
agree with what you're saying, but like when you
my,
hear when you hear something you don't like, you go in like, oh, so you? Oh,
yeah.
That's you, nigga.
Yeah,
no, I'm hearing your ass out. You just there every time I try to talk. You're like, hell
no, nigga.
That
ain't what I'm doing. That's
exactly what you're doing.
I'm going in for what I believe,
and that's cool. I understand it, and I agree with you. But it's just like,
especially about something like that. Come on, man! I'm not
you,
Drake
yeah,
sound
you
that
should
shit.
You should
and
do
a nigga
it.
Half Jewish. The fuck,
but all of yeah, that do make it look worse though. That do make it look worse.
Come on,
but like
man.
Niggas
the main
not
man
they
ain't
not
even black. Come on.
Shout out to all my Jewish
but
friends.
What had more impact this day and age though? Kanye wearing the MAGA hat or that blackface shit? Kanye.
It's because
easily.
Kanye had a whole run behind his shit.
Yeah,
Drake
not like
ain't
him.
Even got
yeah.
The. We ain't yeah. Heard one word.
But it's still more impactful though. Even if he didn't have no whole run, it's still impactful. But
Drake know how much the effect that shit had because if he did,
that's why he explained himself. Yeah,
but how we know he even write that shit? He probably just said, "Yo, he probably had somebody who worked for
if
him."
If we like could take if we could take Kanye for what he say, we can definitely take Drake for what he say. So
Kanye said that shit out of his mouth. We watched this nigga say them stupid shit. Whatever he said, he represent that shit. Drake ain't even got enough courage to come on the mic in front of us and say, "Yo, listen, I'm sorry." Boom, boom, boom. Nigga couldn't even do an IG video.
Yeah, hey, I'm glad you. I'm glad you said that too. I'm glad you said that too because
whoever the type shit.
I'm glad you said that too because Ebro made a real good point, bro. He was like, "See, you trying to be all fancy and shit and not do these interviews." If you was doing interviews, niggas would understand you more.
Exactly.
And you could open up about more stuff. Yeah. So now when you get attacked by personal shit and your shit getting in the light, you ain't got nothing to back you up because you don't want to talk to nobody.
You don't.
You holding everything in, nigga. You might need to talk a little bit more. And see, now in a time like this, maybe we would have already had a blackface conversation. Like, you know what, man? I probably did something I probably shouldn't have, even though I know I was trying to bring, you know, the intention. Because just like,
so now
just
it
like,
look like skeletons now.
Just, exactly.
It
just,
don't look, it look like somebody like, trying to hide.
Just like you was, just like you were saying before, like now it look like, you know what I'm saying?
It looked
like,
bad.
Yeah, it looked bad.
It's worse when somebody got to bring something out on you because it looks like you trying to hide it.
Mm-hmm.
And was people hate that shit when you try to. It look exactly. like
that's
to
why I'm saying
something.
Ebro brought up a good point because if he ever talked, we would like I said, we would have had a fucking conversation about that shit maybe by now. If you just go talk, you know what I'm saying?
Niggas
that,
keep running the same low. They can't even go to the breakfast. Nikki, they can't go to the Breakfast Club or regular radio talk shows and shit like that. They too damn big to do the black people shit. They always running the Zane Lowe.
You right.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't care how big I get, bro. I'm going to the BET Awards, bro. That shit called Black Entertainment Television, bro. Come on, man.
I don't even watch BET, though.
You not going to the BET Awards?
Nah.
You know what? I'm gonna keep it real.
I don't even watch that shit.
I won't say I won't ever go, but that ain't my thing because BET cooned out now.
Man. Oh, yeah. Yeah, now. Especially when they sold the shit. Yeah.
They sold that shit to Viacom. They corny.
Yeah. I mean, but maybe if more bigger artists did show light to the platform, you never know, though. Maybe they wouldn't have had to do that.
Somebody need to go ahead and do a new type of BET.
They gave up on that shit, man.
They need to get shipped. They need to have another.
When Rap City left, the soul left.
It really did. And that's when I really stopped fucking with BET on that one. I remember the last episode, they had Busta Rhymes on there, everything. But it seems like only all the good rappers only show up for the Hip Hop Awards, for the Cyphers and shit like that.
And that's the sad thing because it's like the Cyphers matter more, and that show you right there that MC is more important than the actual the accolades.
Yeah.
Nobody give a fuck about awards, really. Nigga, I like rappers. Like I like rap. You know what I'm saying? I don't care who got Song of the Year and all that stupid shit. This shit ain't about that. That's why the Cyphers is more important.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but I would like
they increased the numbers on how many cyphers they have. They used to, when they first started, they had like 3 cyphers in the whole show. They had one in the beginning, and in the middle, and one before the shit went off. Mm-hmm. Now you got like 6-7 cyphers in between. Now the whole show is about cyphers. They probably give away about 4 or 5 awards, and the rest of the shit just cyphers. Why do you think they do that? Because they know the cyphers is what's selling, making going the radio.
They know this award show ain't shit.
People watch that shit to see freestyle.
Oh, exactly. Oh my god! You know I'm glad I recorded audio because our fucking whole 37 minutes of the podcast live and had no audio.
Oh shit, yo!
Fuck. We good though because we still got recorded audio.
Okay, cool. Go.
Like, I can easily throw it in the video. All
right, good.
Go.
Fuck.
So what's going on now?
Somebody commented was like, "No sound, bro." Appreciate
so this
you,
whole
man.
Time they were watching ain't?
No, they just been looking at what did these niggas arguing
and we
about?
Doing like this.
Appreciate
so
it,
y'all,
Sir Vibes.
Now niggas gotta go watch that shit on YouTube. We was lit.
Appreciate you, Sir Vibes, man. Appreciate
it. Sir Vibes.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, the BET Award, man, that shit Cooney, man.
Yeah.
You know.
I hate shit like that, man. Fuck,
I have no reason to watch BET anymore, man. Rap City, that was about
sellouts,
it.
Sellouts, man.
I was already pissed with the situation with
AJ. Didn't
they
sell it to a white dude?
Yeah, they sold it to a white dude, man.
Come on, man.
Matter of fact, it was, what's his name? They used to own the Bobcats. What's his name? The owner of BET before? Bob, what's his name?
Bob Johnson.
Yeah, he sold that shit, man. Mm-hmm. I thought they was going to sell it to the Smiths. That was the rumor, but they gave it to a
Viacom. I think if they gave it to the Smiths, well, sell it to the Smiths, it would have been a better move.
Definitely.
Because they would have actually made sure that shit wasn't good. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they would have put like the right TV shows on for people and stuff like that. But, you know.
They had some Fresh Prince reruns.
Instead, more lean, more ignorance, more videos and shit like that.
Yeah.
We even had Bow Wow hosting 106 for a minute.
Exactly.
What is that nigga doing with his life now?
Bow Wow. Bro, that nigga, I heard he damn been talking about fucking killing himself. I'm talking about, yo, I think I'm about to jump off this balcony.
Yeah, I saw that on the Breakfast Club interview.
Somebody dead ass commented and said, please do us a favor or some shit.
Oh.
Like, that's fucked.
There's people that want to see that type of shit, man.
Low key, man.
But see, this is what I'm saying. And that goes back to the whole push of saying the thing about the end. You know, like, to us, that might have been like, damn, that's a little harsh. But to the average hip hop fan, they like kill
him. That shit.
They want him to say worse.
666. I'm
gonna keep it real. And another thing about
six,
as far as the
talking about like it was some people who wanted 40 to die.
Nah, not wanting to die.
They just wanted to
hear
that
savagery. They enjoyed the ruthlessness of the content.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's
yeah.
like
I
yo,
enjoyed that shit.
Like even if he would have said, "I wish he died, nigga," it would have been some fans out there that enjoy that type of shit.
They really
would. As harsh as that sounds. It wouldn't be me. I bet. Come on, push.
I guarantee it would have been a bunch of old head ass niggas from back in the
day.
Oh yeah, he said, "Fuck that nigga." Hope you die. Oh man, I fuck with Push T.
Yeah. See, and that's the thing. So, you know, people fucking fucked up like that, man. It's like they want you to go as hard as possible. So when somebody told Bow Wow in the comments, "Yo, go ahead and do it," They waiting. They really want to see that shit. Like, yo, when is this nigga gonna do it for real? Go. You know how when you watch the typical TV show and somebody on the roof, and they always use this one little joke where they go, jump. Oh, they be like, yo, I'm gonna do it. And somebody be like, jump.
And then the crowd's always, like, jump, yeah, jump, yeah, jump.
It's always like they always do that on TV shows. But that's how people are.
Yeah.
They want to see it go to the finish. They want to see it go as far as it can go. Even if it's going to be sad, they just want to see it end as far as it can go.
Matter of fact, there was a dude on the highway not too long ago, about 6-7 months ago. He was going to jump off the highway. You can see it from Applebee's. Niggas was chatting and everything.
See, that's what I'm saying, man. Yeah, motherfuckers is ruthless, man. They want to see shit go all the way to the to the limit, bro.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucked up, but that's just how it is, especially in rap. And then we can't, how could we say that shit really that bad, dog? Do you ever watch battle rap?
Yeah.
Them motherfuckers.
That's way more disrespectful.
Disrespectful
is in your face, cursing, all that type of shit. Got the entourage with them ready to fight.
They'll tell you, yo, they say shit. I done heard niggas say, y'all send a motherfucker to fuck your daughter. And shit like that.
Yeah. They do research on your ass.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. So the shit Pusha doing, that shit is just.
That's normal.
That shit is sweet tea compared to the shit they do in battle rap. Yeah. So that's why I don't, even though it's real, but that's how them niggas do in battle rap. If a nigga like 40, boom, 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 they'd say that and they'd be like, oh, I done heard niggas say shit like, damn, what was it? Like, niggas then did Aaliyah references and shit like
mm-hmm,
that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, boom. Like, it wasn't like they said like they wanted anything to happen or they glad anything. It was almost like, make your plane tilt like a, and the crowd be like, ooh.
Yep.
And they don't know how to take it, but it's still ill because how it was set up. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
They respect how you set this shit up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, They know you don't mean what you're saying, but it's so ill how you put it.
Was the MS line necessary?
No.
Was it tight?
Yes.
It was tight.
That shit was tight. Because it's tight. This record, man.
I know, but it wasn't. It was actually pretty fucking average. Sick, sick, sick. Tick, tick. That shit was whack.
No, that shit was ill.
That shit was ill because he's
sick. Nobody never did those. You know how demented that shit sounded?
Y'all confusing
tight, bro.
Y'all confusing disrespectful with dope. That's not dope.
No, bro.
That shit was
dope.
Disrespectful.
That nigga sounded like the most. That nigga sounded like the most evil rapper ever when he said
and
that.
And I loved
shit.
Every minute of
it. That shit sounded like a fucking horror movie.
Exactly.
That shit was like, how much time he got? Tick, tick, tick.
He sounded like a dude off of what's the shit with the dude with the mask on be in the fucking tricycle saw. The little saw. That's like
it just sounded the shit sounded demented, like he just like I can't wait till he dies. Like that's how he sounded. The delivery of it. The nigga
that shit wasn't
he was
hard,
like
though.
He was like
tight,
bro,
that shit
I got
hard,
the
that shit
nigga
was
said
tight.
I got the devil flow
that shit
tight. That nigga said he got the devil flow. 666 and a nigga used Drake
six guy joint.
He's
yeah.
Like, six,
oh, yeah.
Six, six,
yeah.
What? Oh my god, that shit was hard, bro. Niggas can't tell me that shit ain't hard, bro. That shit was hard. Only reason that shit take away from it because what he said about 40. But if that shit wouldn't that
I don't feel like it was
that shit was hard, bro. But nigga, if you would have said that shit, niggas would be like, yeah, that shit ill, bro. Not like I said, without minus the MS thing, that shit ill, bro.
I don't feel like it was that dope. I like all the other shit he said.
Then how much time he man?
In a beef, everybody gets it.
Listen, man.
If you're in the camp, you're getting it. Damn it, you get hit with a straight bullet.
It is what it is, nigga.
I guess
push fuck dude up, man. Just like we said on the last episode.
Jay Prince talking about he had a diss track to end that man. Nigga, I don't believe you.
Let me just speak on that, man, real quick. That shit was bogus as fuck, bro. Don't come out here talking. I hate when niggas pump fake, bro. Like if you got it, man, put it out. You just look like you just sun Drake yourself by doing that shit, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he wanted to, but I told him not. What?
Now meanwhile, like Pusha T is sitting here waiting for a response.
If I was Pusha T, I'd put out the next leg.
That's just like
word.
Just do it.
Listen, if that nigga do that shit. That nigga really make Drake look bad.
Just
dog.
Do his shit, right?
I just do it. Matter of fact, let me inbox Pusha T.
There's plenty of people in this. Yo, just drop it.
I'm about to hit that nigga and say, next layer, please.
Please, next layer.
He gonna screenshot that shit and put it on post.
I watch, nigga, listen. Y'all think I'm bullshitting. That's what I'm doing right now.
I'm glad Pusha.
And he probably
ready,
never
though,
read
man.
This shit, but at least I get to say I sent it. I want the next layer now.
Infrared, story of Adidon, no response for almost a week, and then Jay Prince steps in. Yeah, you done, bro.
Infrared was weak, though.
I mean, it was bait, but it's still part of it.
Yeah, he bit though. And that's all he went, oh, shit, okay. Because you thought that was all I had. I got your ass now.
That's what it is. It's a shrimp on the fucking hook, man. And he got his ass in the water.
Exodus was trash, too.
Nah, hell.
Yeah, Exodus wasn't trash. That was the future. That was the future telling right there.
Exodus was trash, bro.
So I tell you, boy. You talking about two birds, one stone.
You signed to a nigga that signed to a nigga. Like, come on, bro. Ludacris said that shit, bro.
Man,
let it go.
Listen, man. You
Exodus is that shit
was whack.
I'm sorry.
Man.
It was not whack.
That's how I feel, man. Shit was whack. It's not
well,
factual.
Everybody's
that it
entitled
was dope.
To their opinion.
It's not factual
everybody.
That it was whack.
But that
like
shit
was
not
whack.
Bro, you can't, when that nigga told your future and everything really did happen.
Exactly.
That shit was
whack,
bro.
Just like on the last episode, we tried to tell your ass what Pusha was going to do to this man.
I believed
there.
You.
Now
I
when
you
watch that, now when
you.
I watch that episode, I be so proud of myself.
I believed you.
I watch the episode like, look at this man right here defending this shit.
You.
We trying to tell this
when
nigga,
you said,
Push ain't no fucking joke.
King
when
Push.
Said, when you said
King
this
push,
shit,
nigga.
When you said that shit, I believed you though.
Yeah, but listen, man, that my thing. I was like, yo, listen, man, you don't listen. But see, why I ain't knocking you because you knew you said you even said it out your own mouth. You when you ain't too familiar with Pusha, you don't follow the nigga like that.
Yeah.
But we know this nigga.
And all the Drake fans are quiet.
And yeah, he won, man.
They are very quiet right now.
Drake lost. Point
blank. By default, yeah, because he didn't respond.
Nah, not
fuck
default.
A window.
That nigga lost.
Fuck
that
a window.
Lost by
lost.
Battle. Like,
that is
lost.
A default when you don't respond.
Nah, man, don't try to use that shit.
What
nah,
you mean
that's
use
kid,
that shit? That's
nah,
just
but
that's
somebody
worse.
Somebody gotta always respond. It'll never end if they keep going.
Bruh.
Somebody gotta.
So you rather lose by putting some shit out, or you'll lose. Well, I guess you should go down.
That nigga
swinging.
Got knocked.
You should
the
go
fuck
down
out.
Swinging.
Ain't he had nothing to say. Like that's just like if Floyd Mayweather in the ring with a nigga, he knocked a nigga out. We knew he knocked out. Yeah. So the match over.
You're not really going to go bar for bar with Pusha.
Nothing he can say. He got nothing to say.
He's not really going to go bar for
and
bar with Pusha.
And this nigga talking about, Jay Prince talking about, oh, he has something else. Okay, what did he have? What did he
I
say?
That's why I don't like that
if
shit.
If he could
man.
At least
if
say,
if he got
well,
something, man, where that?
Yeah. I could see if he said, okay, well, he said something about
that
his
shit
brother.
Make it,
he
like
had
I said,
something
he,
on this
he
person.
He son Drake himself by doing that shit. He made him look so trash. He made him look weak, man. He made him look like, very vulnerable by doing that shit. I wish he wouldn't have did that.
Yeah,
he fucked
the
me.
Worst move.
Now, if he do come back, it's like, nah, fuck out of here, nigga. You needed time. You needed time to get your shit together.
Yeah, nobody want to hear that shit right now.
There was
now,
never man. No shit to begin with, because in one interview, he said that there was a track that he's not going to release, and then another
you know,
interview,
you
want to
know
said,
when I knew shit was getting scary for Drake?
What?
When Pusha was like, he called that shit, too. He was on Big Boy, and he was like, do you think Drake is going to respond? He had sat back for a minute, and they kept talking. Then he interrupted them. Nah, he's not going to respond. Want to know why? Because I ain't got nothing to hide. I ain't got no skeleton.
Exactly.
This, what can he say? He said, mm-hmm. What can he say?
Yeah.
Drake I ain't got nothing to hide, nigga. Yeah. I was like, oh, shit.
And, you know,
and then Drake don't respond. That make it even worse,
you know,
bro.
What would feel so good when you, and I hate to use this term, but it's a real term. When you real, you're a real nigga. That's how it is.
Yeah.
You giving your all. Mm-hmm. Like me personally, I tell everything. I ain't nobody can't pull up nothing on me. Anybody where I'm from, I ever get in any goddamn rap battles or anything, nobody got shit on me. I ain't already done said or none of that shit. I'm ready. I be ready however niggas want to take it. You can study background however the fuck, nigga, I'm ready. But see, it's niggas like that, like how Drake been living, hiding shit. Mm-hmm. When you got shit, you hiding, bro? Like, nigga, listen. And they they pulled up the video. I don't know if y'all seen the Instagram video where it was like, he was, He walked up on some white dude and felt his ass. Y'all ain't seen that shit?
Nah.
It's like a real video.
That was on the Jimmy Kimmel show.
Yeah. So they showed that. Now, like, stuff like that, like if people starting to pull all this shit up, like, what else do they have on this nigga? And that's what you got to ask Pusha.
That shit was live, though. That was on Jimmy Kimmel.
Man, I don't care, man. When you do shit like that, people, you can't do that in hip-hop.
They use that against you, though.
That's what I'm saying. In hip-hop, nigga could turn that into, like, eight bars right
there.
Don't ever.
No matter how, yeah.
No matter how, even if niggas give you every reason behind the shit. Oh, well, it wasn't Drake's hand. No, but he still participated in a video killing a nigga.
That's totally different.
Niggas are still flipping on you like you participated and acting like you even felt another man's ass. Like some niggas got too much goddamn pride to even say, yo, I'm going to put myself in a video. Me, I don't want to be in no fake video acting like I'm feeling no nigga ass. I don't want to act like I'm hugging on some nigga. I don't want no double coming in and no movie acting like I'm the dude that hugging on another nigga. No, I don't want that representing me at all. Keep all of that shit away from me. And I think that was Drake's hand that felt my man. I don't think they were bringing no stunt to do that shit. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, hey, man, listen. Pusha said he had layers, man.
He had layers, bro.
So why would Drake even want to respond? He don't even know what this nigga got. So if Drake's scared to respond, you know what that mean? He got more shit in his closet than he probably could even remember. He probably don't know what that man got. Why would you respond when you know you got a gang of shit probably that you like, damn, I don't know what this nigga going
to
say.
And as much as I want to say, what else could it be? I said the same thing before he dropped that shit.
I said, we don't know. That's the point.
The only real thing he brought to the light was the blackface thing. Because people knew about the baby. They just didn't know whether or not it was true. And they still don't. What they know now.
I didn't know about the baby.
I mean, a lot of people did, though. Bro, you just made a Twitter a few weeks ago, bro. Chill out.
But
there's no reason for you to know.
I didn't know that.
But what I'm saying is that was already a circulating story.
But mad people, it missed a lot of people, though. We gotta say, because a lot of people.
No, I think what he did though, he brought it to the light, but people knew about it. They just didn't know if it was true. And now I think we know it's true. And then the shit about his mom, like Drake rapped about that all his life. Basically, I don't know what he was trying to do with that either. Mm-hmm. But
no, he made Drake look stupid. It's like, dog, your mom's always in last place. You always rap about how your mom did this and your dad ain't do that. But yet, your dad the one you out here parading around, and your mom's ain't married. She's still in last place.
But you can
why are you not parading your mom around since she the one?
We can easily say
exactly. That's like me putting my dad in my videos. My mom did the most for me. If I put my dad in my videos,
if my mama was rapping just like me, of course I'd put Drake's dad is still an artist. So that's the main reason. And he got sponsorships with Virginia Black. Like, that's the reason why his dad everywhere.
He taking him around as an artist, though.
No, but he...
He just be...
That shit is purely promotion. If his mama wanted to be in it, she'd probably be in there. That's why I say I don't understand where he was going with that. Like, I don't.
Just to make niggas realize, like, listen.
I mean, but like I said first time, just like with the blackface shit, like, no matter how you look at that shit, it was still a strategic move. And no matter how we look at what Drake decided to do, because that shit really don't matter. What Drake decided to do with his mom, we still gonna be like, oh shit, he sure don't bring his mom. You know what I'm saying? Even though we know his mom is probably just don't want to be around like
that's
because he posts his mom on Instagram and shit all the time. But it's just like, oh, but you damn sure everywhere you go, you know what I'm saying? So
no matter
what the truth is about it, Pusha making it. Oh shit, this is this.
He making you. Yeah. And that's the greatness about it. Yeah. The nigga putting it into your mind to where it's like, damn, that's how I do it.
Yep.
You looking at it like that, even if that ain't Drake's intentions, which just I know
like,
it ain't. You
just
know?
Like I thought Pusha was way older than Kanye because of how Drake was trying to say it.
Yeah,
the same way.
Exactly.
Yeah, what? They got a couple of what?
It's about how they put that shit out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, but that's the way they want it to be. Accepted. They want it to be accepted as if it's worse than what it may sound like. You know what I'm saying? Like if I say, "Damn, DJ, you got some shit on your pants, man." But that's what I'm saying. But if I say it like that, it's just like, oh, he'd be like, oh, okay. And I keep talking, it ain't gonna do nothing. But if I go, "Damn, DJ, you got some shit on your pants, man," everybody be like, oh.
What is it?
Dirty.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's all about how you say that shit. And these niggas said it as if the way Pusha said that shit is almost like, damn. And the way he put the bars together is almost like, damn, Drake, do you really care about your mom like you say you do? You know what I'm saying? That's how Pusha wanted it to be.
No matter how he really feel about his mom, Push made it look. Yeah.
And that's the
Push. That's the art of that shit. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And Drake, like you said, Drake did the same thing when you run around with a nigga that's you following a nigga that's old that you older than or whatever.
Little do we know this nigga only like barely a month.
A few weeks. You know what I'm saying? So that's the whole thing, man. But hey man, at the end of the day, man, that nigga Push it, man.
If you know, you know.
I wish DJ would have just saw that mean ass flop by KD on LeBron. Bro, you should have seen that shit. And he got called for offensive foul, too. All LeBron was doing was bringing it up the court. And KD backed up like this. And they called a foul. Mm-hmm.
I hope they get one, man. I really hope they do.
Oh, LeBron?
Yeah. Get at least this one game. Over, Don't get swept, man.
Shit over, man. They just doing.
Cleveland gonna win this tonight.
Yeah, they probably gonna win.
They gonna win this, and then they're gonna be five games, and the Warriors gonna win.
Yeah, cause they can't. There's no way they can push this to a game seven.
It's rigged,
yeah, exactly. There's no way they should win any of these games.
So where LeBron going after this season, bro?
He going to Houston.
Going to Houston. I can see that. I would like that.
He need to, man. Fuck that Cleveland shit. Them niggas don't care about
you. They really don't give a fuck about you.
As soon as you left, you try to better yourself. They got mad at you. So fuck that,
They burned your jersey.
I ain't lying now. Oh, my God. LeBron, they put the post, the witness poster back up.
Yeah. Talking about he quit.
Fake as fuck, bro.
They really are, man. Saying that man quit on his last game, and that man had a triple-double against Boston. Fuck out of here. You don't deserve that, nigga. You don't.
Really cute
that
man
about having a Hummer when he was in high school. That niggas knew about Delonte West and that man. Mama, you ain't say shit because it was the playoffs.
Look at that man. Look where he at in life.
Exactly.
Exactly. Where is Delonte West?
Trying to play that man. Look where you at.
That nigga out here.
And the next time he ever become relevant, that's the first thing he going to talk about.
Mm-hmm. You know how you be your daddy, right?
That nigga probably trying to rap now.
Ain't no telling what that nigga doing.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I ain't lying. Everybody who knew about it trying to do this shit now, bro. Like when they was, I'm talking about like people who was hot at one point. Mm-hmm. Them motherfuckers.
That's real shit.
King James. Man. But I do hope you get one. Stop wearing them fucking shorts and suits, man. Seriously. Look like you're going to fucking Japanese school, man. Or some shit, man.
That shit fly, man. That shit fly. I wouldn't do it, but shit fly.
Too fucking brolic for them shorts, man.
Look at KD flopping again.
KD still got the best shoes in the league.
Best shoes in the league.
He got the best shoes.
There's a lot of ugly shoes out there, so I guess so.
For some reason, I do not like the Kyries, man. I do not like the Kyrie shoes.
Damn, old man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did that.
He landed on that shit weird.
He did. Ooh. Yep.
Let DJ tell it he flopping, though.
Sprained ankle.
Yeah, that's a flop.
That shit
look nasty. Like he hyper.
Ooh. That shit could have break, bro.
It's like a hyper extension.
Damn,
he's like still playing, so he's, yeah.
Oh, he's still in the game?
He's still in the game. King James
ain't
going to
work out, man. So,
that him right there.
You just got that adrenaline in you right now. You don't feel different. That shit. You'll feel that shit later.
Shoot, nigga. He done passed you the ball eight times.
Got it.
Was that JR?
I think that was Jeff Green.
That was JR.
He mad now.
Nigga should be, man. That dumb shit that you did on game one.
Hey, man, but hey, chill out. Leave that man alone, because if it was for George Hill would have hit the fucking free throw, that shit would have never happened.
Even if George Hill did miss it, go straight back up, nigga.
You're right. I'm just saying that would have never happened.
You got to blame both of them niggas. You can't say
that. Yeah, because both of the shits happened. You're right. But what I'm saying is that would have never happened.
You can't pull.
It's so easy to do that. Yeah.
JR pretty much looked like the prime reason it happened because of LeBron's reaction. But everybody, when shit like that happened and they turn that shit into memes and shit.
Yeah, it's too late. Nobody even know George. They talking about George Hill made a fake account and started roasting his ass. Too. That shit was too funny.
You'd be surprised, though. I bet a bunch of them niggas do that.
Yeah, they probably do, bro. Because they probably be hating.
Yo, fuck you,
one thing for certain, JR ain't going to be in Cleveland.
I already know LeBron had some fans who did that shit. I mean, some teammates who did that shit. You know the number one nigga who probably doing that shit?
Who?
Darius Miles. That nigga was a starting small forward before. Bro, you see that video where the whole Cavs team was talking shit about him?
Nah, I didn't see that.
When he first came into the league? Yeah, I think he's a good team. He ain't gonna, you know, he's not gonna be a starter day one, though.
I'm gonna watch that as soon as this shit is over.
Bro, Darius Miles was talking high shit. Yeah, he a rook. You know what I'm saying? He gotta earn it. Bro, he made that nigga look
sick. Y'all ain't never seen that shit? Bro.
Y'all ain't never seen that shit?
I ain't never seen that shit. I'm damn sure gonna watch that.
Another damn part?
Look that shit up. Yeah, they making another.
Bro, that's the worst. That's probably that nigga most embarrassing moment in fucking NBA history.
And they talk about this nigga being a GOAT. Mm-hmm. Like, just the fact, even if he don't turn out to be the GOAT, what people think, bro, the fact that he in conversations you ain't never been in should make you feel like an idiot,
bro. You ain't even 10 levels behind that man.
Not at all.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you got to think, this nigga turned out to be ahead of Barkley and Julius Erving and all of these, Larry Bird, LeBron up there, bro. Like, oh, man.
Breaking every stat.
Bro, that nigga must feel good when he go to sleep at night, boy. Shit. I'd be a happy motherfucker.
That nigga has dreams every night, and he remembers them every morning.
Ooh.
Why? Because I'm LeBron James, damn it.
Bro, you stupid.
That must be good for conversation.
So, must be, bro.
LeBron in Houston, man. That shit's gonna work.
That would be good, though. That would be good. But the only problem with it is I don't think it would happen because Chris Paul wants max money. And I don't think they'd be able
for
to
afford it. For real?
He wants max?
That's so fucking selfish, man.
I don't give a fuck. Kobe's my GOAT, nigga.
Kobe's my GOAT, too. That's my generation's Michael Jordan.
Oh, I know that.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Especially Afro Kobe, man.
I was so sad when Kobe left, man.
See, the thing is about Kobe, man. Kobe is the greatest that never left his team.
Yeah. And he had the best killer instinct.
He's the only one that played for one team that's that great his whole career.
Him and Dirk.
Yeah, well, but Dirk ain't.
He damn sure wanted to, and I don't blame him, though, because they weren't trying to help that nigga at all.
I'm just glad he didn't. I'm glad he didn't, because he would
have. I mean, I still think he could have been looked at the same, though, because, I mean, that he wasn't doing that super team shit.
He been looked at the same. Yeah, he would. But just something about him when you always
stay on that same team, bro. That shit make you, man.
Like, Jordan went to the Wizards eventually.
Well, that's because the Bulls organization didn't want him to come back.
I see what you're saying now, because who else switched teams?
And he retired on the Wizards, like.
That's really that's nasty, bro. At least get traded back to the Bulls. Or
your last shot was with the Wizards.
That's actually one of Kanye West's best rants ever. That we should have never let Jordan play for the Wizards.
I would have went back to the Bulls that last season, bro.
He tried to, but the organization didn't allow him to.
How you not letting the
nigga who put y'all niggas on the map?
Because the nigga was old as fuck. And he was still doing numbers when he came back.
That's what I'm saying. Then he dropped 50 with the Wizards.
Mike was 40 doing like
he was killing Allen Iverson every time they played each other when he was with the Wizards.
Mike retired at 40 years old. So you got to think about that shit. You know what I'm saying?
That nigga was big as fuck too, bro. Yeah. Killing niggas.
Jordan play for the Wizards. Man. We should have never, ever,
and that nigga still be lighting people up from what I know. Cause he had a little
shot still there.
Yeah, he still got a shot.
He just old nigga. His limbs ain't the same. That's all that is.
He done got big.
That nigga just throwing them shits up. Man, listen.
Seems like that nigga got taller, bro.
You know why he look like that? Cause he just damn. Now he gained weight, so he look more monstrous and shit. You know, the nigga damn like probably like an inch or two shorter than LeBron. Cause what LeBron like 6'8", right?
6'7", I want to say. 6'7", 6'8".
I think Jordan like 6'6".
He's 6'6". Him, Kobe is the same height.
Yeah.
They're both 6'6".
6'6", niggas.
Yeah.
Oh, LeBron eyes look like they
man plopped a blood vessel or some shit, bro.
Yeah, I think
probably did.
Shit, you would play with these motherfuckers. I know I would.
I couldn't do it, bro. Shit. Just like Sel said, bro. Them niggas need different color rings, bro. There ain't no way I'm dropping 50 points, averaging fucking a triple-double during the finals, and them niggas got the same kind of ring as me, bro.
Yeah, that shit don't make sense. Some niggas all get the same kind of ring.
And then I'm doing all the coaching, and then I'm losing my hair, too.
This nigga the coach, man. Tyronn Lue just there because that's the way things supposed to be.
Man, I wouldn't even listen to Tyronn Lue if he was my coach.
And Iverson has stepped over you. Exactly. That picture is your...
You marked for life with that shit.
This nigga stepping in you. You got on my team jersey, nigga.
Nah.
This nigga punk, man.
Yo, this nigga told me to go run drills. But when I look at him, I think when Allen Iverson stepping over. I ain't doing
that nigga,
shit.
And that nigga had braids. What an error. You know what I'm saying? That's an error for you. But that tell you exactly what year is that.
Yeah, them short CJ braids from off of San Andreas.
Yo, that's the nappiest nigga, man.
Who?
That nigga Kevin
don't care, bro. That nigga's the J. Cole of NBA, bro.
Yeah. His shit just be rolled up, though. Like, when he don't got no cut, his shit roll up like he's 7 or some shit like that, bro. You know how them kids be looking when they don't get their hair cut? This shit just be rolled up. For some strange reason, kids shit be like that.
Tristan Thompson, you slacking on the rebound since you dating a Kardashian now, bro. You need to get away from her, cuz.
You know how them Kardashians work, boy.
Shit. Dang. I finally got to listen to that Cal album, too. Shit.
You liked it?
My favorite shit is Ikuyo. What is it called? Ikuyo?
The joint when
the girl.
Yeah,
bro, that shit was fire.
Yeah,
bro.
That shit fire.
It and 2 Chainz lit that bitch up. I like the play no. I don't want to play
no games. Game.
That's my CPU. That's my shit, bro. Yeah. And that Open Doors, that shit fire too. Open Doors. That nigga with that list, bro. That shit be so funny.
Fucking Open Kyle, Doors. Man.
Open doors.
Are you coming or going? I need to know. That's my shit.
Figure out the fuck going on.
That's my shit, fire, bro.
I love that album. Mm. It's pretty good. First time I heard that man was Doubted. That was the first time I heard Kyle. My little brother put me on him. That was a good track.
Doubted?
Yeah.
Doubted. I really doubt it. That's my shit, too.
I never hear that before.
Really? He got a bit for it and everything. It's really dope. You should watch it.
I like the album. That's probably as far as I went with him.
What was that on a mixtape?
I think was it. I don't think
it's on the same thing as All Right. I know that.
Is it? I thought it was just a single you just put out.
No, it's on something. I just can't remember what it's called. Okay. Uh-huh. It is on something though. I don't know what it's called.
I've been listening to a lot of G Easy lately. I'm starting to get into him.
He just like the fucking epitome of a white rapper, man.
You right.
I mean, I think he's straight though. I
just wasn't expecting him to be white the first time I ever heard him.
How you feel about like Buff Logic, bro?
Buff Logic?
Have you not seen Logic?
He's got
this nigga be performing with his shirt off now. This nigga buff as shit and it does not look right, bro.
Because I remember when we saw the nigga was skinny as shit.
Yes, bro. This nigga is buff. Like, he buff as fuck, bro. His neck big. His fucking, yeah, he shaved his hair off. So he looked like one of those. He looked like a fucking drill sergeant,
bro. Hey, niggas is getting right. Even Wiz Khalifa buffed
up. This shit don't look right, though, bro.
Shit,
but Wiz Khalifa buff?
But Wiz Khalifa's buff as shit.
I gotta see this shit, bro.
I'm gonna take that nigga serious as a stoner. When right? All stoners supposed to be like really skinny and shit. With, you know what I'm saying? They just got that look. How the fuck am I take you serious when you all buff and you talking about smoking? Though. No, but when you talk about smoking weed and you relaxing, niggas who smoke mad weed don't be working out.
Wiz Khalifa look healthy now.
You know what I'm saying? Well, yeah. Well, you know, and Snoop working out too and shit.
This look healthy. But fucking that Logic shit, no, bro. That, hold up, man.
You have to show me Logic. His extra light skin ass looking like a white boy.
I can't find the one with his shirt off, man. This shit does not look right, bro.
I'm not a white boy. Oh, okay. I see.
You see it? That's the one with the shirt
off?
That
looks like some CGI shit, bro.
Let me see. Bro.
It looks like some CGI shit.
That shit don't look weird.
That shit look weird. Bro. I just watched Rapture or some shit.
And he was skinny as fuck on that shit. That shit look nasty, right?
That
he like
that don't look real, bro.
He look like a creative player. Like
he like an Oompa Loompa, bro, with the little thumb shits off of the Chocolate Factory
shit.
That
shit look weird, bro. And then Wiz Khalifa comment on that shit shoulders with the muscles. Like, yo, these niggas sticking together, yo. Like, what the fuck?
They is cool, though.
But that's weird because it's like these niggas got this thing now. Like, yo, I'm going to pass along my little regimen to you and, you know.
Hey,
you
do your thing. I have no problem.
That shit does not. I'm glad. I'm all for him being healthy. Yeah, but yeah. That shit, bro.
That shit just be weird, though, man.
Yeah, it don't look right. At least he working out. Damn, boy. The fucking Cavs pulling up. Yeah, they wet and shit,
that's
bro.
I know, but they going to win this shit, though, man. They trying to stretch this thing as long as it could go.
Hey, man, we still got two more halves of basketball.
Just like we stretching this podcast right now.
Yeah?
We stretching this shit. Oh, man. Maybe. Hey, y'all seen that episode? I don't know if it was an episode. I think it was just like a little hot take shit they was doing on the Joe Budden podcast. They were talking about like, what is it? Talking about they top 10 rappers or some shit? Top 25 or something?
Top 25 rappers of all time?
You saw that shit?
That shit from months ago, yeah.
Oh, that is from months ago? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I don't know why that shit popped up on my Instagram feed. My YouTube feed.
Mm-hmm.
Them niggas had some interesting takes, though.
Yeah.
What you call it? Mel, that nigga love Cameron, bro.
Yeah.
He is underrated, though. Like,
that motherfucker, they had a whole episode on that nigga one
yeah,
time.
Just, for the same reason.
Niggas,
for the same reason Mel saying, though, that's why he underrated. And I don't see how that shit. Like, if they accept Eminem for that shit, why they won't accept, well, we know why Eminem.
Yeah, that's a whole different beast, though,
like, Cam can hold his own, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. He can way more than hold his own.
So I want to go get those pink Reeboks now.
And I don't even listen to him that much, and I know that shit, man.
How like, about come home with me the other day from Manifest for $7? It was in the used section.
Oh, used.
Oh.
Yeah, it was in the new set. Yeah. No, I mean, it's, that's cool still. Yeah, yeah. But my thing was, I thought you bought
that
it
shit
new.
Brand new.
Like, but yeah. They do that sometimes. I bought Illmatic for $7.
Brand new?
Yeah.
Damn.
Straight up.
Manifest fire, man. Yeah, shout out to Manifest in Columbia, South Carolina, bro.
Manifest and Second and Charles, they got some shit in there, too.
Second and Charles got some fire-ass posters, bro.
And they are second to Manifest when it comes to albums, I'm telling you.
Man, they got them vinyls on it, like, who worked there, bro? That shit, they got some soul, bro.
They got some connect,
bro. You seen the Bluetooth vinyl player they got?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
You could play actual vinyls.
Yeah.
And you could play like through a Bluetooth speaker.
Ooh.
That shit fire,
Manifest
bro.
Manifest got some shit, people.
I would just put a vinyl.
I'm going to Manifest.
Me too, bro. Tomorrow, I would just probably. Put a vinyl Nas shit on that bitch, but like play anything just to decorate that bitch.
Yeah.
Oh. That nigga's so
Shit is fire, man.
You need to get that shit. That should be perfect in your crib, bro.
Definitely. In fact, I just ordered some new pieces. I can't wait for them to get to the crib.
We got to get the podcast back over there, man.
Yes.
That shit's perfect for the podcast. We need to do that shit in the living room, too.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
If we can set it up like that, that'd be perfect.
That would really be perfect.
Shit is dope, man.
All I got to do is find out how to get all this software on your Mac, man, because your Mac can do some shit.
Okay.
So
we'll figure it out. We will figure it out, bro.
Oh, well, yeah. J-Rock album, June 15th.
That's gonna be dope.
Anticipated. Yeah,
TDE.
I hope this shit. I hope they put the right promo on this shit, man. Cause I feel
They got a little nice little
Yeah, the
promo
championship
vid.
Shit. Oh, you like talking about the win shit?
No. I'm talking about like a real promo video, like
For the album.
Yeah, they got they got some clips from the past or before they started.
No, and that's perfect. You know, that's perfect because a lot of people don't realize he was the first one.
He's the how can I put it? The juvenile of that shit.
Yeah, he's the first commercial artist. Come out of there. So
this is Ninja Turtles.
You got to think at one point, J-Rock was bigger than Kendrick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, but hell yeah.
He surpassed him. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, you got to always remember who was the guy.
And that's why they sold so much love to J-Rock.
Yeah, they make sure that everybody understand, as far as the artists go, he's the nucleus. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he is.
So,
and I bet you he the rock of that whole team.
Yeah. And that's why Kendrick big always show him so much love. You see on the new single and shit, in the video and all of that. Kendrick don't have to do that. But you can tell by him doing all that shit, that's big bro. Like,
that's
you know what I'm saying?
Genuine, though. Yeah. I don't think he's just doing
that. No, them niggas like, they all like brothers, man. Yeah. Them niggas used to, they used to eat all that chicken and Popeye's chicken and shit together when
they
had nothing.
That's what makes that shit so dope. Like, them boys actually like, was homies.
They like family, yo.
Yeah, they was like homies before that shit.
They got like stories, man, and they ain't no just, he got signed to this shit, I got signed. No, these niggas, it started off as like a team, and then it turned into business, you know what I'm saying?
Like when Soul, you say he used to sleep on, the couch at I don't know if it was Kendrick crib, or it might have been, Schoolboy Q shit, I can't remember. I mean, he was saying,
that's that family, the
struggle together.
But you know what, man? Yeah. That usually be the best groups.
Yeah.
In any situation, because at the end of the day, like when you come up together,
that's right.
Y'all respect. Y'all know each other's struggles, so y'all make sure when y'all do get anything, y'all make sure the other one never drop the ball. Yep. Like they keep you humble. Yeah. Like you know what I'm saying? Like they don't let you get out of your character. Mm-hmm. They keep your surroundings or their surroundings. So it's like, y'all ain't got to worry about outsiders coming into y'all circle. They keeping each other tight. You know what I'm saying? And that's how you're supposed to be. Just like how the Wu-Tang came in. They came in. These niggas, some of them niggas cousins. Yep. Some of them niggas homeboys. Jizzle, some of them niggas from the same neighborhood. They kept that shit tight.
Yep.
With no outsiders.
Mm-hmm.
And they turned that shit into a fucking phenomenon.
I like how all my groups did that. From
everybody.
From Mob to Our Future, all them niggas did
shit. Dipset. Like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like Jim Jones and Cam, they was homeboys. Yep. They sold drugs together. Yep. They grew up in the same neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Every big group, like, you know what I'm saying? Like
ASAP Rocky and ASAP
G-Unit, all
the
niggas
up
from the same neighborhood. Tony Yale was 50 Cent, big homie.
Mm-hmm.
Put him on the help him selling drug situation.
Tyler and Hodge used to sleep at Sid House all the time.
Usually, man, when you come in that shit together, y'all make a bigger impact. You know what I'm saying?
That's how it's supposed to be. And that's all you find out who your real friends in music
are. Exactly.
The
niggas who's going through the struggle with you, bro.
Yeah. Man. Them the ones that gonna always be there.
So these, much dope music.
These out of nowhere niggas that come out with you. Like, all right, like when Meek Mill keep O'Malley close, you know that's the person that be in his ear. Like, all right, now don't let that fam shit do this to you. Mm-hmm. Boom, boom, boom. I'm pretty sure these is the people that in your ear keeping you who you are. They keep you grounded, man. You need that shit. You can't get big and then get a whole new circle. That's when you lose reality.
Yeah, that
you
like
lose touch.
Because them people are only with you because of
your
success.
Who you are now.
Yeah.
Like the episode.
That's just
of
like that's like all these people who got these females now. Like let me use Kanye for example. He with Kim Kardashian. This is somebody who's with you because who you are as a success. She's with Kanye West. She's not with Kanye West.
Yeah.
She's with Kanye West. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
she with Yeezy.
Yeah, she with Yeezy. She with the guy with the Yeezys brand. And you know, she wouldn't have stopped for you. Say that man just been the average.
If he was still graduation Kanye, like just straight up, you know what I'm saying? Like on that same shit. If he would have kept that same tone from all his albums, even though he still would have been successful as fuck.
That's what I'm saying. She still probably would. Let's put like this. If he was still a producer for Jay-Z.
Somebody who's
just
not
making
in the
beats.
Spotlight.
Not in the spotlight. Yeah. Ain't making that much money, but people still respect him in hip-hop. but not on that large scale he on right now, musically. But if he just still was that producer, she would have not fucked with that name. She needs somebody who got a name and a face to go with the name. Yeah.
Though, why the fuck was she with Chris Humphries? Because that nigga just came out of nowhere.
Nah, I mean, she NBA was on the rise. Nigga. That's anybody NBA, in the that's NBA. A ball player.
He was not a cool NBA.
It don't matter.
But that was her buildup. Yeah. Like, these people, they do that shit. They start from wherever they could go. All right, he's gonna.
She was dealing with Reggie Bush before him.
I know, but if that ain't work, what you gonna do? If ain't nobody else fucking with you, just gotta take what you gotta take. He's a professional basketball player. Yeah. So she gonna do what she have to do.
That's clout, bro. I don't care how you look at it. That's clout. Yeah, like niggas will say, you don't know why it's clout? Cause they don't even got to. They don't even got to know your name. They don't nobody give a fuck. NBA player. She's dating NBA player.
They always put NBA player before they say your name. Name a girl you know personally that dates an NBA player.
Exactly. So they don't even gotta know. As long as they know she talked to somebody playing the NBA, they don't give a fuck. That's what she was doing.
It might seem like it's a gang. It is a gang of NFL and NBA players, but how many women can say they actually got one at home? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't know any of them personally. I'm pretty sure it's a good bit of people that do, but it's billions and billions of people in this world.
Getting the clout, man.
You know what I'm saying? Still talk about her on 2K if you get off of Chris Humphries.
That's fucking crazy. I still ain't heard that yet. Though, matter of fact, I got to play with that team, though. Maybe I hear it.
Chris Humphries still play?
Yeah. He's with, I think, the Washington Wizards right now.
Mangan?
Yeah.
Well, we know how, you know, we know what that looking like probably. Ain't much going on with that. This nigga just asked if he still play ball. So you know. If he asked that question...
That you know how that shit turned out.
His contract ain't too sexy.
You better thank John Wall. That's the only reason why I watch those games.
John Wall's that nigga.
I ain't lying, bro. For real.
Bradley Beal, you trash. I'm sorry, bro.
He ain't trash. He just in his fucking... I don't think... You know what I think it is? I think he going through that same shit JR be going through, bro. He not... He like... People start recognizing him as a good player, and he stopped working as hard on his game. Cause I feel like JR just got raw talent. He ain't honing that shit at all, bro. He
too busy being the playboy. Exactly. NBA, he just come out and all
he
that.
He just come
shit.
Out like, oh yeah, I can shoot good. Yeah. I mean, yeah, of course you could, but you could always get better. There's room for improvement.
Yeah.
And I don't think he using that shit. And I think that's the problem with. I always thought that was the problem with JR.
Either that or he just
I done seen JR do. What happened to the JR that used to drop 30, 40 points? You remember that JR?
Yeah, he smoked too much weed now.
And he don't work on his game, man. How you expect to get better if you don't work on your game?
I missed the Denver Nuggets.
Hey, this is scary. LeBron got like 14 points.
Man, what the fuck?
LeBron got
14. Yo, that nigga just threw himself.
He threw it off the backboard?
Yeah, yes.
That's King James, baby.
Damn. This nigga got 14 points and they winning by double digits. That's scary. Yeah.
Now, what's scary is what's going to happen in the fourth quarter, because you know Golden State is the second half.
Third quarter. Okay. They're going to get to an early half. They're going to have you by 20 in like two minutes. Threes change the game. And when you're shooting threes and they're getting exchanged with twos, that lead start doing
the
when
you can
like
shoot from anywhere on the court at that too?
Exactly. But I don't care. Like, if you can shoot a three, have two bad offensive possessions, but the Cavs only making layups, you hit another three, you're still good. In the game.
Good.
you can take two drives you come back with a three.
I'm telling you, you're gonna need a few threes in between them twos in order to keep up, bro. Like,
and they got plenty of shooters.
And
you got
when you see niggas shooting like that, you got to play the best D you ever played in your life. When you playing niggas like the Warriors, defense is everything.
And they know that. And they play. They know people going to play them aggressively. So they plan around that shit. That's why I say, man, sometimes you do got to give Steve Kerr some credit, bro. Even though he got an extraordinary team, I can tell they not just playing. Mm-hmm. I can tell by the way, like, you see these niggas run their sets, bro.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. They know what they want to do before they do it. And that's the type of chemistry that a lot of these other teams need to get, too.
That is coaching.
And they're not getting that in Cleveland.
I'm not going to lie. Cleveland is just a bunch of one-on-one ball. Who can score, bro? Like,
Cleveland's just a LeBron show.
Yeah.
The guys playing out of sync because they're just running the show through LeBron. Tyronn Lue not coaching.
That
showed, they got 82 games showed
the greatness
like that
of LeBron.
No real
that showed the greatness of LeBron, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, they just thought they playing street ball, and this nigga going to the finals, bro. 4 years in a row without a – they haven't – this Tyronn Lue, what, the first coach to last over, what, 2 years or some shit?
Yeah, they got rid of David Black.
Oh, my God, bro. Like, this dude is crazy, man.
Man, that reminds me, too. Remember when we was playing them in the playoffs a couple years ago with Chicago?
Mm-hmm.
I think it was like game six with David Black called timeout when we was against them niggas and we could have won that shit.
Yeah.
Some bullshit, man.
Yeah.
Some real bullshit.
Yeah,
So angry about that. That was like Derrick Rose's last real good year with the Bulls, too.
Yeah.
Yo, Derrick Rose, man. Man. You know what, man? That nigga gonna have a 30 for 30, man. In about
you ain't Derrick
years.
Rose.
That nigga had such a bright future, man.
It's all Tom Thibodeau's fault.
He's supposed to be next in line for leading the league, bro.
Damn right. This nigga was the MVP that year. He went off, too.
It's Tom Thibodeau's fault. I love Tom Thibodeau, but
that's an accomplishment if you the MVP over LeBron, bro.
That's what I'm saying, man. Just imagine if all that shit ain't went down, man. What is
we would have had a championship because they didn't have no answer for us, especially LeBron in Miami.
We had the answer for the Heat, bro. Yeah. We had the answer for him. Yeah.
And what if that nigga just gave up?
All three of them niggas tried guarding D-Rose, bro. Yeah. He still was lighting them up.
And then Joakim Noah was coming into his own at that time period, too.
Taj Gibson started extending his range a little bit.
Kirk Hinrich was always my favorite white boy in the league.
Butler was getting into it, coming to himself. Like,
then you had Aaron
Brooks. I'm talking about stifling defense from Butler, boy. Yes. And he started developing a little jumper. We had a good-ass team.
We should have kept
We had Kyle Korver at that point. Did we have Kyle Korver that year?
I think that was the year before that. Oh, okay. I think that was, yeah. Because our two main white boys that we had was like, you know, Kurt Heinrich.
Man,
and
Nate Robinson was coming off the bench, oh my God.
I wanted to keep him.
Me too.
I wanted to. But bro, I understood what that was.
Every time somebody rose up and went off for us, they let him go. What was the dude? The little Spanish dude? Not Gallinari. What's that
Bellinet?
Dude? Huh? Bellinelli.
Bellinelli, yeah. Yep. Bellinelli.
Bellinelli was balling for us, bro.
Aaron Brooks was balling for us.
He
too.
Was wet in threes, seriously. Bro. Wet in threes of that second
team. I was telling
team.
Niggas for the longest. Man. It's not the Derrick Rose show over here, man. We got a whole squad that can play.
Yeah,
next man up.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, yo. Happy anniversary to these, man.
Yeah, to the 13s,
you know
man.
What I'm saying? They turned 20 years old today. 6/6/18.
Happy birthday.
What size shoe are you?
Yeah, 12. What are you?
I'm a 13.
Damn, bro. Shit. But anyways, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Hey, look. Hey, yo. We appreciate y'all, man.
Yeah, man. We ain't gonna run this shit any longer.
Love y'all.
You know, but we love sports.
We try to extend it as much as we could, man.
Yeah.
We had to talk about that, though. We had to. We appreciate everybody who came out to the live feed tonight, man. Thank you for correcting my technical issues here.
Nah.
But the lot everybody who listening to the audio version, you lit.
And please believe. What day?
Friday?
Next episode, we'll be talking about Kid Cudi and Kanye's album.
Oh, Cudi!
Because that shit come out that day.
It come out and that day. Oh, yeah, we going to be on that night.
I love you, Kid Cudi.
So it ain't going to be like an extensive review.
No, I mean, but we could basically talk about the sound of it.
Yeah, we all going to give a good.
I'll give it 5 for a month. Nah, yeah, it'd be like, but I could tell you if I like it or not. I know I'm going to like it or not.
I know I'm not, because I'm not even that much of a fan. So I know I'm going to give a straight up. I know it's going to be hard for you, bro. Both of you, some of your favorite artists on this shit.
That nigga love two of them niggas.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't too much fuck with Cudi like that, but
you not no hyped ass nigga though. So you gonna give us a good one too. You gonna give us a good one.
So it's gonna be good Cudi to talk though. About it. Though. It just is the sound of it.
I love talking about good music, man.
If I could get one artist to be on my album, it would be Kid Cudi.
That's dope. Yeah, and I know you would.
I'm on SZA on my shit.
SZA dope. If she could stop being acting like she want to retire, we'd be all right.
What's God say? He about to get her the best doctors in the world or some shit.
Yeah, ooh. He did say that. The top dog.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, we appreciate y'all, man. If y'all want to find us, we are available on Facebook at The Break Room, Instagram at The Break Room, Twitter at The Break Room. Yes. The conversation is always live. If y'all have any suggestion for the show, anything you guys want to bring up, leave a review on Apple. Give us some 5 stars, man. Whatever you could do. Give us a good review. Do what you could do. We're available on Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, and Anchor. This episode will be uploaded tomorrow, and it'll be live tomorrow for YouTube, Anchor. Yeah, and then the next day you'll be able to look at the other shit. So we appreciate y'all. Anytime you want to share a show or talk about the show, make sure you put hashtag The Break Room in it. If you're looking for me personally, it's at Main Forever on all platforms. If you're looking for my boy Sells,
at Sells McFly 843 on Twitter.
And you know it, my boy DJ
Fuzzy,
Fuzzy
Slippers,
Slippers
89. I'm an internet star, mama. Hey, look at me.
Hey. This has been The Break Room.
The Break Room, bitches.
Peace. Toodles.
Swag.
Good one, good one, good one.